Oklahoma City Botchery. Another question which I am told by our editor-in-chief is causing problems is my statement that somehow seemed conflicting regarding the idiots who set off the bomb untimely and got a bunch of people unintended and then later said about the children that they have to kill some children, etc. There is no contradiction. The original programming called for a detonation before 9 a.m. by at least a half an hour to an hour. Why? To get a few of the children who would be, as is always the case, dropped off prior to the day's work beginning for the parents. The child care area was on the second floor, just above the string of detonations. You are dealing with satanic beings, and how better to celebrate your religion than by sacrificing children?
Somebody in this room may not know what we've already written. I have a tendency to think once I have put it out, everybody knows. No. There was a timed explosion which wasn't even in the proper position to do anything outside, but timed with that explosion and triggered by that explosion was this second massive continuous or simultaneous explosion. There were charges, bombs, if you will, put on every pillar of the major support system for the building that would shear off the front and drop it as an implosion. And then from above came the pressure of the pulse system that just pushed it down. So you had everything going from the lowest in nonsense cover of some kind of a stupid bomb to very sophisticated explosive experts knowing where to place those charges inside. And then you had it finished off by shearing off the front of that building. So you had, they were all involved. The poor suckers who thought they were just going to have a little explosion and demonstration in front of that building, you think you're surprised at what happened. Go ahead now.
I am not going to hold your hand and spell these things out for you. I have written on Satanism, mind control, and the One World Order until we are sick to death of it. You are at the holiest satanic day of the year, May 1st. For the likes of Clinton and Billeries in general, all of the arrangements smack full force and full disclosure of the players involved and why. Clinton has got to get rid of some truth bringers one way or another, or he is going to go down hard. He is already leaking to the news media the information that Larry Nichols is a close relative of the Nichols brothers now under arrest. Well, I don't know how either is spelled or actually if there is a relationship, but you can bet every last farthing you have that there is no connection at all, but a dandy way to suck in your enemy. Larry Nichols is one person who has facts from the very inside of his own operation with Clinton, Lassiter, and the Arkansas Crime Syndicate. He has full knowledge of the Dixie Mafia and business misadventures and total criminal control of the southern states by the inside dealers. There are others who have other information more fully documented than Larry's, and that is how it is supposed to work, with many who know and now speak out and furnish documentation. They have stashed the documents everywhere around so that there is little point in denial. So, use brute force is the name of this game. Snell, it is said this is hooked to Snell. How, pray tell? Mr. Snell was executed later in the day of the Oklahoma incident. Seems a bit like perhaps the big boys were afraid of a deathbed statement. There was not even allowance for this man to say goodbye. It will all come out anyway, so the attempts of the stupid dealers only leave more confirmation to you, the people. And the outrageous group that Snell belonged to? The Christian Ministries. But he had seen drugs being offloaded at other places than Mena or Little Rock. Sinful. You are the one set up, Americas, for the fall. I would hope that even Ron Jackson understands my urging not to call yourselves patriots. Today, It is certainly a valid term. It is, however, now a battle cry against citizens. It is, again, that dead right issue. What should be and what is are two different things. You don't need to be a patriot. All you need to be is an honorable citizen. You don't even have to be a citizen to be a goodly person accepted within the citizenry. Worse before better. Oh, this is going to get worse and worse until all force can be brought against you. I personally would not want to work in any official building of any kind. Just as you actually have breeders in the covens of satanic and witchcraft sacrifice, the best place to go for your statements are to your home. Kill your own, and nobody will believe the truth about it. If you think I just hang around long enough and this is going to backfire on the beast. It only takes a few good men to tell truth, but it takes a lot of men to believe it and take action. I personally am ready to get out of your stench, for evil has taken your place. And as you grovel at the feet of evil, cowards sucking the blood of life from you, I can't stand much more, Chelas. The evil is everywhere, even within the very ones who claim to know better. Each day's paper is completely filled with the lies. I notice Dorma is offered the paper for some name spelling, that there is a note on the front page about the goodly court system in Kern County, California. The judges, unnamed of course, claim that they don't allow such antics as are taking place in Los Angeles in the Simpson trial. They claim that they can wrap up a case such as a double murder in about 2 weeks or less. Indeed. Perhaps, but it does make it seem strange that in the case of the Eckers loss of all property and this indirect rulings by judges that it is taking 8+ years to finalize the case when the subject was no public sale and there's documentation and witnesses that no sale took place. In addition, the questions now in quarrel are about corporations of which the Eckers have no input at all. I will also note on this same subject of justice that Simpson's John Cochran is joining a rally for a new hearing for a prison wrongly convicted of a murder in 1968 for which he has had proof he was not involved. The authorities all know Pratt is innocent, but after all, he was a black leader. Of course, this is Los Angeles County in point. Parasites. Here's one you'd better pay attention to because it is America, USA. Bay Area alerted to tainted water. Sunday, April the 23rd, 1995. That's this very day. San Francisco. State health officials have asked 3 San Francisco Bay Area counties to determine whether anyone became ill from drinking water that may have been contaminated with an intestinal parasite. Routine test by the Alameda County Water District from March the 20th to March 23rd found unusually high levels of cryptosporidium, a single-cell microbe that can cause life-threatening chronic diarrhea in people with AIDS. End of quoting. Sorry to further bring you pain, but those little microscopic-sized parasites carry the AIDS viruses. These little buggers are not cleansed out of the water supply unless there is other than usual water treatment. Ozone can do it, but is not usually used correctly, and most often does not, and in most places is not even used for treatment. I can only urge you nice readers to attend yourselves, for nobody is going to do it for you. While you aren't looking, how many of you are up on the gas threat at Disneyland? How many of you have any news at all?
That's interesting. Just for the tape, just a show of sound. How many of you know about Clinton and the gas threat to Disneyland? Anybody? Everybody who has heard about it, say yes.
Yes.
So all you know, do you know about it?
No.
Okay, go on. This is in your paper, right? I didn't have to search for this.
How many of you have any news at all except what they want you to have. What else was taking place while His Highness was showing His face and tell to you His subjects? Here is one, quoting. Clinton's remark on gas threat downplayed. President praised FBI for thwarting attack at Disneyland, but the incident was just a hoax. New York Times Service, Bakersfield, California, April 23, 1995, Sunday. Washington. Administration and law enforcement officials Saturday played down a suggestion by President Clinton on Friday that the government had thwarted a terrorist attack involving the release of deadly nerve gas at Disneyland during the crowded Easter weekend. The official said the incident had actually been a hoax involving a crank telephone call and sort of routine false alarm that Disneyland and police departments around the nation handle all the time. They said that although Clinton had not misstated the facts of the affair, he had mischaracterized it and had inflated its significance. At a news conference Friday after the arrest of the first suspect in the Oklahoma City bombing, Clinton referred to the rapid deployment of government health and safety experts to avert a possible terrorist incident. Officials said Saturday that the president was referring to a telephone call received at Disneyland reporting that Japanese terrorists were planning to release nerve gas at the California tourist attraction over the Easter weekend. Responding to a question about whether Washington should now review its readiness to combat domestic terrorism, the president sought to reassure the public that the government was already making great efforts to do so. Groping for a specific illustration, he appeared to think twice about describing the incident, but then went ahead. Quote, there's been a lot of activity that the public does not see. Hatton has a comment. He says, boy, that is an understatement. Most of which I should not comment on, but let me give you one example, he said. There was one recent incident with which I was intimately familiar, which involved a quick and secret deployment of a major United States effort of FBI and emergency health and army forces. Because we had a tip of a possible terrorist incident, which, thank goodness, did not materialize, the president added, but we went to the place and we were ready. We were ready to try to prevent it, and if it occurred, we were ready to respond. So we have been on top of this from the beginning. White House officials said Saturday that Clinton's comments were not meant to alarm the nation, but were intended to reassure citizens that the government had constantly monitored potential threats. A senior federal law enforcement official who spoke on condition of anonymity said Saturday afternoon that the hoax alarmed some officials because of a videotape they received that showed people wearing rubber gloves and mixing chemicals. The FBI is seeking those involved in the hoax. Hatton says, well, why don't they look in the White House among the other skeletons? Compounding the problem, the White House declined to deny a report in the Baltimore Sun saying Clinton had been referring to a decision by federal authorities to detain two Japanese men at Los Angeles International Airport shortly before the Easter holiday and found instructions on how to make sarin, the highly toxic gas used in the terrorist incident in the Tokyo subway system last month. Hatton says, how many of you actually believe this garbage? The Sun reported that officials said the men were members of the Japanese cult suspected of being involved in the Tokyo subway gas incident, and that the officials had found a videotape containing images about a planned attack. But a Justice Department spokesman, Carl Stern, said Saturday that the report was completely inaccurate, that no men were ever held, and that the authorities had simply responded to a crank call that was first placed to Disneyland, who then called local authorities. Hatton says, wouldn't it be fun to track the caller? End of quote. This is all the mode of operation for the entire history of mankind at the hands of the Mishpuka. I weary of you ones acting like it is a big surprise. You had better pay attention to this next also. It speaks about the deadly viruses about to plague you. I suggest that you get a good big supply of colloidal solutions, for when a lot of these buggers hit, there isn't any cure. I further know that you need a colloidal trace of gold and iridium rhodium. What does this mean to you? I don't know anywhere else than from Gaia where you are going to be able to get it. It is like stated now by even Dr. Merkel and his magic crystals. You have to have the living cells if you're going to have contained and continued results from the Chondriana, his life crystals, or Gyandrianas. We have always offered that, and in total, legal and secure product. Oxysol will give you the things you need, and the colloidal silver with trace gold in colloidal form will give you the rest. I make no claims about it, but it has been found that, so far, all viruses are terminated at contact. Remember, viruses are basically man-made and programmed crystalline structures so that you will have to hit them with something which disrupts their programming.
You have to know about a virus. A virus is a crystalline entity, mostly now man-made, tampered with, crossed genetically, crossed DNA structurally. But a virus always is held together by a capstone and one molecule of zinc. So why can I knock them out and knock them out easily? I knock out the zinc molecule. And even if I could, I would not give out, quote, our trade secrets. Ones continually are barraging Gaia, whatever the distributing company is. I can't keep up with what each one of you varying ones are doing. But the call's pouring in now because I said you could put gold and silver, or I said what Dorma had done one day and almost filled the kitchen and exploded it. But actually, through ignorance, she was doing exactly the right thing. You've got to have a catalytic reaction, and no, it is not the gold and silver. You may be able to peel off some molecules of gold and silver in that processing, but what you want to do is put the proper things in there that cause the catalytic response that will, in fact, use up and convert the pot, and that in turn pulls off some silver and gold. But that is for your intake of silver and gold. Now, what a lot are doing is saying, oh, well, sir, can I just put a gold and silver coin in my 35% hydrogen peroxide, and will that do it? Well, do what? It will not make oxysol. It will give you some gold and silver, and if you need those trace elements, it will put them into you in an oxidized form. So, yes, it would do something. It does not replace oxysol, and it is not for all of you to go out there and play with it, because you have to add some very interesting things to it. And there are about four things that need to be added. And I want it as a antiseptic, and it can be added to the water. And when you add it to the water in typical treatment quantity that you would for a glass of water at a restaurant, for instance, you who carry around your little hydrogen peroxide bottle, I wouldn't even suggest that you give that up, because by the time we get through with the oxysol solution, it is dilute, but it also has transformed the hydrogen peroxide so that you can literally use it topically. And it's excellent used topically on abrasions, cuts, scratches, anything. It has several uses there. I would suggest if you get a little abrasion or something for a child, put a few drops of that on the Band-Aid and put it on the cut. It is proven to kill anything it touches in the microbial community. It will also tend to cause the intake of the parasite. How can I put this? In the intake system of the parasite, as it crosses the boundary, as a parasite gets it, it can get within that cyst, that little cocoon, that nothing else penetrates. This is why the cryptosporidium can get into your water supply. It has a very hard little shell. Now, if you are taking Giandriana and you take some of this, go ahead and treat your water so that it's purifying your water and you're getting the good out of the hydrogen peroxide. When we get through with it, it's changed. It is a better water purifier, but you don't need all of that. So why waste your time or your efforts when you don't need it? There's something else that happens when all of you get carried away. You see, we'll also get the colloidal solution. Should have it finished by this week. And I don't feel that a silver colloidal solution is sufficient. There are some of the more sophisticated viruses that aren't touched by silver. They've already built up a resistance to it. So they're going to have a higher frequency, and it can only be carried in the gold or even the higher metals. But once you move into the higher metals, you're moving into things like mercury that are deadly. So someone writes and says, well, now we thought fluorine and fluorides were deadly, and you say you brush your teeth with it. I didn't say eat the toothpaste. And the reason I interrupt here is to again tell you that a certain amount of fluoride will neutralize mercury, aluminum, lead. It will tend to help you get rid of, or the body slough, some of these very deadly metals. But if you take enough to counter everything you've got inside you, you're going to kill yourself. So quit it. Now, with the colloidal solution, it's harmless to you. But do what EJ did. Go take it all and a whole bunch of it. And it'll completely wipe out every good bacteria you own. Then you're going to be miserable until you go down to the health food store and get some, you know, and replace it. But for goodness sakes, you don't have to, number one, do that. If you've got AIDS or something, I'm telling you, I would rather have to replace my acidophilus than to continue to carry the virus. So you need to go through the cleansing program, get rid of the parasites so you're not just enhancing those little suckers. Because the cryptosporidium, it will get rid of because it is a one-cell parasite. But the multiple-cell parasites, such as the flukes, you can hardly get rid of. And they are carriers also. But you can enhance their health while they continue to be carriers. Make it easier. Cleanse yourself first. Or don't. Continue to carry healthy parasites. I don't care. Just always remember, I'm not twisting any arms. But there are some things that if you got informed about how things interact, you would certainly know better what to do with your bodies. And if anybody is suspect of having cancer or any of these things, hit it hard right off the bat, then replace your system with healthy acidophilus and lactobacillus. There's a whole flora and fauna that is available in the health food store. And while you can get it, get your body in balance if you want to. And then back off. I'm not even so sold on a continuing second immune system as some people will talk about their colloidal silver. Well, they're obviously in the market. And the man says, you know, that a silver colloid solution at prices back then are up now or whatever in the world he was trying to say. He lost his credibility on his third sentence. He said it would be worth $1,000 an ounce. Well, good grief, you can go buy a whole ounce of silver for $5. Why would you? You know, it's a little bit irrational. So let's be reasonable. And let's stop screwing each other. Yes, there is expense involved in it. But it is not $1,000 an ounce. And you don't have to take a full dosage amount every day. Keep it simple. We're trying to get the things you need when they cut down on everything that you need. I do not believe that you need to go and concern yourself with intravenous, intramuscular shots of this stuff. You have taken generations to get in the unbalanced position that you're in. You can make yourself sick by trying to get yourself well too fast. So just move along in reason, always in reason, and you won't get in trouble. Can you kill yourself with this stuff? I guess if you really tried, you know, you could drink enough of it to go swimming and sink. It's the only way I see that you could do it. But just like too many drops of hydrogen peroxide makes you queasy. Why do you want to make yourself sick? You don't need to do that. And you've lived with these little varmints for a long, long time. And as they start giving up the ship, they give off toxins. So you can expect days of not feeling good, and you can expect to get bombarded with cold viruses and all of those things that are going to hit you anyway. But it's a whole chain of events. It's like a misfunction of your B6 system. If you have a misfunction or a malfunction in the inability to absorb B6, you're going to get a bad mucus reaction. And when I say bad, it means that all that mucus that goes to your joints for lubrication, you notice it comes out your nose and you try to stop it. But I'm telling you, when that coming out of your nose is like water, other than the time you are having an allergic reaction, you're in trouble. You are not absorbing your B6. And you're going to have arthritis. Every case of arthritis on the face of your earth is caused by that and the little devils that work their way into your joints. And you can't get this stuff to them because the blood supply does not go into those cartilages. So you're going to have to get it there by Giandriana. Now this lecture is not to just get completely out of field. It is to tell you that there are reasonable ways to take things. An aspirin is wonderful for headache. 200 aspirin at a time will kill you. Keep it in mind. As far as I know, 2,000 equivalents of oxysol or colloidal silver will not kill you. It might even make you feel good. Until your system gets sluggish because you have now killed off all those microbes. So just use your head. And we're getting it available just as rapidly as we can. And the reason that I'm taking time on this tape is because this room full of people is not our audience. We can get this information around here. This information has got to go out there. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to see Dave Overton now that he has what he needs as far as the oxysol is concerned. I'd like him to get started on some lactobacillus and stuff to rebuild his flora. If we weren't to the end, so I guess go ahead.
I've got to get another tape ready to go here.
We're really pleased. Dave is doing well.
Good.
You don't need to do that. And you've lived with these little varmints for a long, long time. And as they start giving up the ship, they give off toxins. So you can expect days of not feeling good. And you can expect to get bombarded with cold viruses and all of those things that are going to hit you anyway. But it's a whole chain of events. It's like a misfunction of your B6 system. If you have a misfunction or a malfunction in the inability to absorb B6, you're going to get a bad mucus reaction. And when I say bad, it means that all that mucus that goes to your joints for lubrication, you notice it comes out your nose and you try to stop it. But I'm telling you, when that coming out of your nose is like water, other than the time you are having an allergic reaction, you're in trouble. You are not absorbing your B6. And you're going to have arthritis. Every case of arthritis on the face of your earth is caused by that and the little devils that work their way into your joints. And you can't get this stuff to them because the blood supply does not go into those cartilages. So you're going to have to get it there by Giandriana. Now, this lecture is not to just get completely out of field. It is to tell you that there are reasonable ways to take things. An aspirin is wonderful for headache. 200 aspirin at a time will kill you. Keep it in mind. As far as I know, 2,000 equivalents of oxysol or colloidal silver will not kill you. Might even make you feel good until your system gets sluggish because you have now killed off all those microbes. So just use your head. And we're getting it available just as rapidly as we can. And the reason that I'm taking time on this tape is because this room full of people is not our audience. We can get this information around here. This information has got to go out there. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to see Dave Overton now that he has what he needs as far as the oxysol is concerned. I'd like him to get started on some lactobacillus and stuff to rebuild his flora. If we weren't to the end, so I guess go ahead.
I've got to get another tape ready to go here.
We're really pleased. Dave is doing well.